Here are today's top stories. Last night, five officers were killed by a lone gunman in Dallas, Texas. Lots of confusion over the gunman, suspects. The media ran with whatever image and images they could find. It was a lot. And it truly was a maddening experience to be a news consumer. So what did that mean? It meant everyone just went to social media, which, too much. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Friendster, for God's sake. Everyone wants to talk at the exact same time. Here's a pro tip. If you start your Facebook status with "I have no words" and then proceed to print up 400 of them, you're not doing it right. And when we could use these tools to help understand each other and maybe find some sort of common ground or a solution, no, we just reinforce our silo. We strengthen the walls to keep our friends closer, and those we don't understand, we block. Bye, Felicia. Come on. I stand for the police officers in Dallas, Texas. I also stand for the men who were killed in Baton Rouge and St. Paul. I stand for Orlando. I stand for San Bernardino, and I stand for Sandy Hook. I also stand for Chicago. I stand for all of it, because I can't stand it anymore. Man, I should have put this on Facebook. Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh took to Twitter right after the shootings to threaten the president, saying, "This is now war. Watch out, Obama. Real America's coming after you." Many are calling for the Secret Service to arrest Walsh for threatening the president of the United States. But to be fair, Walsh was just quoting a Ted Nugent song. Joe Walsh. Good to see he's crawled out from that rotting log. Doesn't he still owe a ton of money to his kids? Let's just bring that back up. You owe a ton of money to your kids. Moving on tonight, Donald Trump is getting geared up to accept the presidential nomination at the Republican National Convention less than 2 weeks from today. No word on who he'll choose for VP, but I kid you not, the rhetoric is heating up that the ideal candidate would be, wait for it, his daughter Ivanka. Yep, it's been floated by officials, the campaign, Trump himself, and Trump's family, including her brother, who started by saying, "She's hot, so yeah, she'd be great." Come on. Could you imagine if Donald Trump picked his daughter? She does turn 35 just before the election, so, I mean, it could be interesting and hot, I guess. The Washington Post said that Trump had choice words for an absent Illinois Senator, Mark Kirk, upon his visit to D.C. yesterday. Trump reportedly said that Kirk is being, quote, very hurtful, and suggested he needed to step in line. Now, there's your VP candidate, Trump Kirk 2016. A foot in every mouth. The mayor of South Suburban Monee is being accused of assault again. Mayor Joe Farquhar allegedly broke the jaw of the Little League umpire after the umpire gave a kid on the opposing team an extra strike. Really? This isn't the first time the mayor's been involved in alleged violence either, as he's accused of punching a dog. I don't even have a joke here. What are you doing? Yeah, I guess you know what they say about Monee politics. If you can't keep up, punch a dog. Come on. In weather tonight, it's nice. It's summer. Nice weekend. Gonna get hot on Monday. Gonna get hot on Tuesday. Might get hot on Wednesday. We'll see about Thursday. Maybe Friday. In sports, for as much as Chicago wrote off the White Sox during their May-June slide, will fans turn on this Cubs team, which has now lost 6 of 7, limping into the All-Star break? Nah. They still have a stupid lead in the NL Central, but that could change with a 3-game set with the Pirates. Arrieta goes tonight, so that's good. And better news, Madison Bumgarner is pitching on Sunday, so he's not going to be available for the All-Star game. So Arrieta's in line to start, and he will face Chris Sale. It's got to be Chris Sale, right? He hopes to wow the home crowd tonight and going for his 15th win of the season. The Sox take on the Braves, or who I like to call the waiver wire Sox, with A.J. Pierzynski, Tyler Flowers, and Gordon Beckham all on that squad. Ugh. Gross. A.J. I like. The other guys, got to win this series, right? The new Bulls point guard Rajon Rondo said all the right pieces are in place for the Bulls next season and that this is Jimmy Butler's team. Can't wait for that to play out. I've got Miss First Three-Pointer in the When Will Wade and Rondo Question Jimmy Butler's Leadership Pool. You? Yeah. You want to go with free throw? Okay, go with free throw. Notre Dame and Michigan have renewed their football rivalry. They stopped it last year, but they're back on track to kick off the season in 2018. Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly tweeted that since its first game, Coach Jim Harbaugh may want to break out the khaki shorts. Coach humor. If I were Harbaugh, I would tweet back a middle finger emoji. You know, for recruiting. you know, the kids love emojis. What else? Wimbledon's on, golf is on. I'm sure there's some sort of horse golf as well. And finally tonight, Wendy's is reporting a data breach. So if you bought a junior bacon cheeseburger with a credit card in the last 3 years, shame on you. Really, you deserve this. That's the carryout for July 8th, 2016. Hey, it's Fish Fry Friday. We cooked it on Wednesday, but the alliteration, it's just too good to pass up.